Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We are going to get back to normal, and it's going to be normal for people who've been vaccinated, and it's going to be more risky for people who are not. And that's the message that I hope people hear.
I am among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer, and I did go jogging today in the park, and I did. This was the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it.
Actions speak much more loudly than words.
What grade are you giving yourselves? I know it's early. What grade are you giving yourselves first 100 days?
On the first 100 days, look, Gail, I will let others grade.
But... well, then I guess you get an F.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How many do you think there are?
There are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six.
You think there are a lot in there? How could...
Several scientific studies proving that the male advantage is immutable and that there, in fact, are two sexes.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And is there a countdown clock running on at the bottom of the screen, the right-hand side of MSNBC and CNN, as we so anxiously await Dementia Joe's address to the nation tonight? Oh gosh, I can't.
I don't know, to be clear.
I can't wait. It's the excitement is building. If Chris Matthews were here, he would be feeling tingles up his leg. Probably he's gone back to working as an altar boy in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. So he's probably getting tingles coming up his leg anyway. It's just certainly a magical moment that we're all headed for here. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia.
He didn't mind it except when the priest touched him. But that's the entire cut.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia. We called it Byberry. And I remember the priest said, I don't mind these people except when they touch me. And that turned me off a little bit.
You don't have to worry about Dementia Joe touching you, Chris. You're not a woman. If you're a woman and you got, or you have of whatever age, though, he might touch you and sniff you. Did anyone ever sniff you when you were an altar boy, Chris? Anyway, I miss Chris, Comrade Chris Matthews. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, maybe some of you think I talk too much about the fact that you can no longer buy menthol cigarettes in Massachusetts, but I just think it's just utterly outrageous that they would ban a certain kind of cigarette, especially when they allow other cigarettes. And I've compared it to, it's like banning bourbon but not scotch, or rum but not vodka or gin. I mean, people are still
going to... So let's not get silly here.
So now... As absurd as this is, and as lucrative as the ban has been for especially the state of New Hampshire, but I dare say also for the other neighboring states to a lesser degree from Massachusetts, now the Biden administration is talking about banning menthol cigarettes nationwide. Nationwide. They say it will help Black Americans who are disproportionately harmed by the tobacco industry. Is it up to the federal government to help people at every turn if they want to do something? I mean, it would probably help your health if they were to somehow cut back red meat consumption by 90%. But would you be okay with the government helping you to only have one hamburger a month? I don't think so. Where the hell do they get off saying that that black people, because black people are the primary buyers, but not the only buyers of menthol cigarettes. They're going to ban black people from buying menthol cigarettes. It's ridiculous. Now the ACLU, at least the ACLU is finally back in business doing, I think, something right here. The ACLU is just saying this is BS. They're saying that this will lead to unconstitutional policing. So they're banning black people's favorite cigarettes, but they're not banning all the other ethnic groups' favorite cigarettes. 844-500-4242. In a letter sent to Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock and other officials, the ACLU, along with dozens of others, including the Drug Policy Institute, said that while a ban is no doubt well-intentioned, it would have serious racial justice implications. Such a ban will trigger criminal penalties, which will disproportionately impact people of color. Again, these are the same people who are concerned with traffic stops being used for racial profiling. That's why we didn't have, and I was all in favor of not having a ban on texting or the use of handheld cell phones, because they said it could be disproportionately used against black people. Same with the primary enforcement of the seatbelt laws. Now they're all virtue signaling, all these lib Democrats, about this kind of thing, the handheld cell phones, the primary enforcement of the seatbelt laws. It's going to be racial profiling. But what if you ban menthol cigarettes? Let me put it another way. If Newports are outlawed, only outlaws will have Newports. Am I correct? So this is what the letter stated. From the ACLU and all these other groups. Such a ban will trigger criminal penalties, which will disproportionately impact people of color, as well as prioritize criminalization over public health and harm reduction. A ban will also lead to unconstitutional policing and other negative interactions with local law enforcement. And you know, they also mentioned the case of Eric Garner on Staten Island in New York City. He was selling Lucy's, you know, loose, not Lucy like I love Lucy, but loose cigarettes, because they're so expensive in New York City with all the state and the local and the federal taxes. And so the people that he was in that owned the convenience store he was selling in front of asked the cops to take him away. He objected. He weighed 400 pounds. He had a heart attack when he was being arrested. And, you know, is this what you want? Is this what the Democrats want? That was on de Blasio's watch, his first year as mayor. But he, of course, totally walked away with it. 844-500-4242. The letter called for an approach that would avoid solutions that will create yet another reason for armed police to engage citizens on the street. Based on cigarettes. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. They will have to start BSM, Black Smokes Matter, Black Smokers Matter. Someone else says, the nine most terrifying words in the English language. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. I mean, that's a line from Ronald Reagan, but it's so true. Anyway, we'll get to the Rudy Giuliani raid in a minute, but that just caught my attention. The ban on menthol cigarettes. They talk about Big Brother. Why do they need to what? They've legalized marijuana, but they don't want to. They want to criminalize menthol cigarettes. How does this make sense? I mean, I know this is a recurring question these days. How does this make any kind of logical sense? But it's the question you got to ask. 844-500-4242. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right. Today, we are a cheap bastard deal is from Tropical Concepts. It's landscaping, epoxy flooring, and more. It's headquartered down on the Cape in Brewster. It's a full-service landscape design/build irrigation and epoxy flooring systems company. It's capable of providing a complete spectrum of landscape services to meet all your needs from the moment you step outside your home. From outdoor entertainment areas, waterfalls, to children's play areas and more, they can design, build, and maintain it all. Now, while supplies last this afternoon, you can purchase a $100 gift card to Tropical Concepts for just $50. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and claim this great deal now. Joining us now is Mike Gallant from Tropical Concepts. Thanks for being with us, Mike, on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, how are you?
So listen, if people aren't familiar with Tropical Concepts, what kind of stuff can they get if they buy this $100 gift card for $50? What can they come and get from you in Brewster?
Well, but now's the season for the irrigation turn-ons, irrigation repairs, annuals, maybe a little tree trimming. Anybody interested in any epoxy could get an epoxy garage floor or basement for a slight discount on that as well.
Yeah, so this is the time. A lot of people have irrigation systems that they're turning on now to keep the lawn green, and so you handle all that kind of thing at Tropical Concepts, correct?
We do. We're pretty much a one stop shop. If you have a house that's being renovated or being built, or one that you're just wanting to work on, we'll carve the beds in, we'll plant it, we'll irrigate it, we'll maintain it, fertilize it, and keep it beautiful for the life of the home.
And this is, the real estate prices on the Cape are out of control, and your property is worth a hell of a lot more money than it was last year. So this is a good time, isn't it, to invest in maybe upgrading the outside of your home and the landscaping of the home and everything else around outside. And that's what you're about, isn't it?
That's what we're about. The way we look at it is you never get a second chance to make a first impression. The first thing you see is your driveway and the outside of your home, lawn areas, landscape areas. If they're impressed from the minute they drive up, you never know what they're going to find when they get in.
Right. And so I guess I don't know how many people are planning to sell their homes on the Cape at this point. I think the inventory is pretty low. But if you are planning to sell your home, you want to get it looking as good as possible because, as Mike says, there's only one chance to make you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. How far away do you operate from Brewster, Mike?
We like to say we go from Plymouth to P-Town. But, larger job, we have traveled up to the Boston area.
Okay, so
we like to target Brewster, Orleans, Chatham, Harwich.
Right, and so when you say outdoor entertainment areas, and what does that mean exactly?
An outdoor entertainment area could consist of anything from like an outside kitchen, a bocce ball court, any kind of. We've actually installed little mini golf courses, people's backyards, badminton,
yeah,
swimming pools, hot tub areas.
Swimming pools. You do you do in ground or just overground?
We don't actually do the swimming pool, but what we do is we come in behind a couple of different pool builders and we do the landscape design insulation for the homeowner. When a lot of times a pool builder just kind of pops the pool in and we come in and actually bring it to life.
Yeah. And so what about garages? Because a lot of people are doing more work in their garages these days. What does Tropical Concepts do in a garage?
Basically, what we do is we do the flooring of it. We offer a reflective epoxy. We can do several different. Decorative toppings, overlays, to get rid of that ugly gray concrete look. We come in and make it look pretty, for lack of a better term.
That ugly gray look. I mean, what is concrete supposed to look like, Mike? You know, it's got to look.
Well, you know. 20 years ago, it looked like what it looked like. Nowadays, you can turn that around and make it look more beautified.
So Tropical Concepts, now, you guys are open. Do you do estimates for people, too, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
So what's the number of people should call? If you want to get the gift certificates to $100 gift card for just $50 right now, but if people want to check out Tropical Concepts before they purchase the gift certificate or just see what you offer, what's the website that people should go to, Mike?
Our website is tropicalconcepts.design. Well, obviously www.tropicalconcepts.design. It pretty much gives you a layout, a menu of what we do.
And how long have you guys been around?
Well, I've personally been doing landscape pretty much my whole life. I grew up right here in Brewster, right across the street from a large nursery. So I was unloading peat moss bags when I was 8 years old.
Has the landscaping has changed on the Cape, hasn't it? I mean, it used to just be kind of a, you know, sort of the seascape, windblown, kind of minimal, right? It's not like that anymore, though, is it?
It depends on the area that you're going to, but yeah, a lot of people still, what they like to call Cape Cod lawn or a Cape Cod basic landscape. There's a lot more high-end homes going in, a lot of sod being laid, a lot of irrigation systems going in. A lot of fertilization being put down. We also offer an organic process where we keep away from the nitrogens and a lot of the real high, what we like to call almost damaging fertilizers that are, you know, seeping into the ponds and the lakes and the streams. I know people still want it and they do it. We do it, but we do offer an organic solution to that.
All right, so Tropical Concepts. They're based in Brewster. They operate from Plymouth to P-Town, but they'll go outside there if they have a big enough job, and they can handle full. It's a full service landscape company: design, build, irrigation, epoxy flooring systems. They can provide a complete spectrum of landscape services to meet all your needs from the moment you step outside your home. And waterfalls. Is there much call for waterfalls on Cape Cod these days?
Not so much, really. But you know, it's nice to know that the feature is there. You know, we have it. If you want it, we can do it.
All right. And again, irrigation too. If you want to keep your lawn looking good for the summer parties that are going to take place on your lawn, and just or if you have a thinking of selling your house or just making the house look better, you need the irrigation systems, and Tropical Concepts can handle that as well. That's an important thing. It's something you don't really think about very much once you have it, but you need if you want your lawn to look really well, really good, you gotta have the irrigation system. Well, Mike, again, give us the web address again, and what's the phone number if people want to call?
Okay, the phone number is 508-247-7051, and we pretty much respond to everybody within a day, if not immediately. We are pretty busy, but you know, we kind of keep the phone
Okay. And give us the web address. Web address one more time.
Web address, www.tropicalconcepts.design.
All right. So while supplies last, you can get a $100 gift card to Tropical Concepts for just $50 at HowieCarshow.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should children under 16 get vaccinated?
I'm going to say no.
84% say no.
I mean, they're not really at risk, are they? I don't think they are.
They're not at risk. They're not likely to spread it. No.
And you know, it is still experimental. And I mean, and it's okay if you're in a higher risk category to take it. But you know, why should kids take it if they're not at risk? What's the point?
Right. It's like you're taking a risk one way or the other. You know, the risk of you getting it and dying if you're a teenager is so minuscule, and the risk of something maybe going wrong with the vaccine years down the line is also minuscule. I'm not saying that there's a big chance, but it's like which one is smaller? You know what I mean?
Right. I would say in the state of Oregon, you have a better chance of passing out and getting your body damaged with a concussion from wearing a mask during a sprint at a track and field event than you do from getting COVID, you know?
Well, I liked what Bonchi from Red State said about Joy Reid wearing two masks while jogging. He said she has better chance of getting killed by an octopus than dying of COVID because she went on a jog without a mask on.
We should play that cut just to in case you haven't heard it.
It's virtue signaling to a new height.
Cut five.
And Dr. Gupta, I am among the fully vaccinated, joined Team Pfizer, and I did go jogging today in the park, and I did. This was the mask that I wore with a doctor's mask under it.
What are you afraid of, Joy?
But Howie, it's also like we talk about virtue signaling all the time on this show, and it's really been picking up in the last couple of years. I think Trump really sped up the speed at which people wanted to show everyone, like, I'm not a Trump voter, I'm not a Republican. So people were putting lawn signs, you know, hate has no home here, bumper stickers. But to vaccinate a teenager who's at such low risk of this disease, to show how woke you are, to show how, you know, liberal you are. There was a guy on a podcast with Joe Rogan, and he said, I'm not vaccinating my kid to virtue signal. Like, that's not a risk I'm willing to it's an unnecessary risk to show people, like, oh, I'm on your side. Just seems kind of silly.
Here's a cut from the COVID advisor to the White House, Andy Slavitt. And listen to what he says. Cut 11.
Everything you do is safer if you're vaccinated. Everything. Go to a wedding. Go to a restaurant, hang out with friends, go to a barbecue, go to work. Everything you do is much, much safer if you've been vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, those things are still dangerous.
But are they dangerous for kids? I mean, that's the poll question, right? Is it really dangerous not to be vaccinated if you're a kid? I would say no.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense, though. It's like when people say to me, Howie, oh, that's... You know, your wedding's in November. You'll be fine by then. And I look at them, I go, based off what? What are you basing that off? Oh, well, there's so many vaccines, everyone's going to be vaccinated. I'm like, what does that mean? They don't care about that. We're not dealing with any sort of rational thought process. We're dealing with complete nuts.
Yeah, it's just a submission. Show that you submit to the state, to Big Brother, by getting your vaccination and bring your toddlers in to get their vaccination too.
Exactly, it's insane. By the way, Howie, an update here: federal agents have raided Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment in the Ukraine probe. I wanted to hear what you thought about this, Howie.
No, I think it's outrageous. I just keep thinking that John Kerry is still flying back and forth as the climate czar, and he's still on the National Security Council, and he's apparently selling out American interests. Hunter Biden lied on his federal forms to buy a firearm when he said he wasn't a drug addict. And he's not being prosecuted.
He's teaching a class at Tulane on fake news.
And you know, and he said in an interview, he said he has absolute confidence he's not going to be indicted. So does everybody else in the United States. Mm-hmm. And at the same time that Rudy's apartments and offices are being raided in Manhattan, Roger Stone is under the spotlight again for allegedly evading income taxes. I mean, as far as I could see, Roger Stone is broke after he was persecuted for the last 4 years for doing absolutely nothing. And now they keep coming after him. I mean, the double standard of justice here in the United States of America. I mean, this is strictly a political persecution that's going on here.
And yeah.
I don't see how this benefits the country to go after the other side after the election. I mean, you know, remember Donald Trump said if I'm the president, Hillary, you're going to prison. But you know, once he got in, he just he let it slide.
But Howie, you know what I think the difference is, because I was thinking the same thing today. Donald Trump was having such wins. He was having such success, and he was really kind of winning people over because of his policies. They're having the opposite. I mean, they've had 100 days now. It's been an absolute disaster on all fronts. And I think that this is their last resort of, oh, we need to remind people of other people they hate, because maybe the American people haven't had enough Orange Man Bad in the last couple of months, and they're starting to look at the Biden administration a little bit more closely. So Joe and Kamala say, oh, you know what? Let's open up that can of worms again to remind people that at least we're not Trump and Rudy. That's all it is. It's distraction. It's like shiny object.
What I disagree with is that, do you think Joe and Kamala can think that clearly if wrongheadedly? I don't think so. Let's go back to the menthol cigarettes. Suppose Donald Trump had come out in the first 100 days of his administration and say, you know what? These blacks are smoking too many damn menthol cigarettes. I don't care if you like them or not. We're going to get rid of them. You'll have to smoke cigarettes like everybody else smokes.
Well, I dare say menthol cigarettes kill more black people than cops do.
You know, that is true. That is true. But it's the
systemic racism.
But
by the big tobacco companies.
I know white people who like menthol cigarettes too.
Right. Dapper O'Neill used to smoke Cools before. You know, when Cools were the top menthol cigarette. The legendary Boston City Councilor. A texter just said, "Do you remember? I mean, this is just back to Joe Biden days with the super predators when they put in different penalties." For crack cocaine, which is more, except for Hunter Biden and many others, but it's more popular with minorities than powdered cocaine. And everybody said that was racist to go after crack cocaine as opposed to powdered cocaine. And how is this different? How is it different?
Well, the other part of it too is that with this administration, it's like. My mama always used to say to me when I would say, oh, mom, I would come in with some problem, and she would say, like, one thing at a time. You know what I mean? Focus on one thing at a time. It's like they don't have enough issues to worry about that they got to add this to their plate. And it reminds me of, so they got this crisis on the border, Howie, and all they want to do is talk about how they're going to train the border officials what words to use. You know, don't use illegal alien, use this word instead. And then instead of trying to open up the schools or open up the economy, they're worried about climate change. And now instead of, you know, just anything productive, they're like, we're going to ban menthol cigarettes. Someone's got to get in there and say, let's focus, let's prioritize. How about some priorities? Is that so much to ask?
No. I think too, you know, suppose some advisor had gone to Donald Trump and said, you know, Mr. President, I've got a really good idea. Let's ban menthol cigarettes. You know, Donald Trump, you know what he would say. He'd say, you know, you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. It's a stupid habit, you know, whether you do it or not. You know it's a stupid habit. But who are we to ban one type of cigarettes over the others?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's the, that is the viewpoint of a rational, freedom-loving American.
Yeah,
right?
We allow stupid habits. That's what makes this country so damn great, is you can have tons of stupid habits. You can drink Coca-Cola as much as you want. You can do whatever. That's the part of it. It's like, yeah, there's bad effects. You'll figure them out eventually. But it's not up to the Uncle Sam to come in and say, give me your cigarettes, please.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Howie, Cuomo aides spent months hiding nursing home death toll. We knew this. But the New York Times has an update. The effort by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office to obscure the pandemic death toll in New York nursing homes was far greater than previously known, with aides repeatedly overruling state health officials over a span of at least 5 months, according to interviews and newly unearthed documents. Mr. Cuomo's most senior aides engaged in a sustained effort to prevent the state's own health officials from releasing the true death toll to the public or sharing it with state lawmakers. So this is just an update on that story. I don't know if you saw yesterday.
By the way, this whole thing, though, you know, we always talk about how these revolutions devour themselves. You know,
yes.
There's a guy, one of the front runners for the mayor's job in New York is a guy named Scott Stringer. He's the comptroller. He's a career hack politician. And he's demanded that Cuomo resign. And he's shocked that Cuomo is still in office, and he's supported by people like Senator Biagi, the woman who wants Cuomo to resign, and all these people. Guess what happened yesterday, Grace?
Oh, no.
A woman came out and accused this guy Stringer of doing the exact same thing that Cuomo's accused of. You know, grabbing her in cabs on ways to the campaign and all this stuff, and saying, why won't you, you know what he was asking her to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so now he's been saying, I believe all women, and Cuomo should resign. And now he's saying, don't believe her. I'm not getting out of this fight.
Well, what's funny, too, is I saw a headline today in the Daily Mail, and I don't want to misquote it, but Cuomo he has this habit. And I had a woman call in one time, Howie, and she said it. And I was like, oh, wow. It might have been on your show. I was thinking, wow, he really does do that. He has this horrible habit where he asks himself questions and then answers them. And now it's getting really interesting because he said something along the lines of, did I touch people? Yes. Like, he's asking himself these mm-hmm. questions, but now they're getting, it's like he's running his own investigation because he has such a big mouth.
Well, he said he doesn't need to get the investigation because he already knows he's innocent. He basically said that the other day. You know, we'll know he's really gone totally around the bend, Grace, when he starts saying, did Andrew Cuomo touch women? Yes, Andrew Cuomo touched women. The third person, the Wade Boggs of response.
Exactly. All right, Howie, that's all I have for you today.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
I have to read a HelloFresh spot here, but I'm gonna go away from it a little bit here today because I got I got an email last night, a couple of emails from one of the regular listeners of the show who was convinced to order HelloFresh, the great food delivery system. I told her about in a spot last week about how great the cheddar Wonder Burgers were and the Old Bay fries. And so she ordered some, and she just sent me an email last night about she and her husband. We loved our first HelloFresh meal a lot. It was Szechuan pork and green bean stir fry. He described described some cheeseburger he had last week so beautifully that I signed up for HelloFresh. This is what she told her husband. The Szechuan pork was great, Howie. I thought it was amazing, actually. Better than similar dishes I've had at restaurants over the years. Very happy to have the recipe card. Loved how HelloFresh box came with everything, and it was so easy. Very much worth the money. Good dinner, and it was something to look forward to in these still darkish days. Plus, we have two more meals to try this week. The packaging is just wonderful. And then she sent me another email. It said, greatly looking forward to the Gouda burgers tonight. The add-on chocolate lava cake was also excellent. So this is a satisfied customer, another satisfied customer, like me and Taylor and Grace for HelloFresh.
I've never heard from any dissatisfied customers. I've never heard of any to be heard.
She said, definitely a home run. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the Karens, the one-way aisles, all that stuff. This isn't takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are, as my listener said, fresh, whole restaurant-quality meals made with pre-portioned ingredients. You can prepare them in as little as 20 minutes. They send all the ingredients right to your door and deliver them contact-free. You get those easy-to-follow recipe cards that she was talking about with pictures at every stop. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from, you'll never run out of meals to try. And it's 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. So do what my listeners have been doing and what I've been doing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, thanks, Howie. You know, I have another name for virtue signaling. Is that what you refer to it as?
Yes.
Self-glorification. You know, these people are full of self-glorification. And when this house of cards collapses, then they'll be lost. They'll be confronted with their own foolishness because they have nothing really solid to stand on. That's what the Black Lives Matter is all about. When people put their signs out, they don't do their homework. And when they're confronted with the reality of what they've done, then they kind of skulk away. But it's all self-glorification in my mind.
You know, I read a great line today. Someone was quoting a friend of his in New York City. I think it was in the City Journal. And he was talking about all the Karens out on the street and about how they revel in the self, as you call it, self-glorification or virtue signaling. And this guy said it must be terrible to live without the consolations of either Christ or Seneca. Seneca being one of the great Roman Stoic philosophers, meaning whether you believe in an organized religion with an afterlife or just some kind of humanistic way, a philosophy of life that supposedly leads you to have a better life. I mean, they don't believe in religion or in humanistic philosophy. They just believe in self-glorification, that works too. I mean, what do they get out of telling other people what to do and cowering in their basements in fear of a virus that's not going to kill them? I mean, you know, we could be killed by a rogue comet tomorrow too, right? I mean, we're not going to hide in the basement worrying about the comet, are we? Come on, this is, we're all going to die. That's what it comes down to. So you can't spend your life waiting for death. You have to enjoy the moment. You got to grab for all the gusto, as they used to say in the beer ads in the 70s. Thanks for the call, Maureen. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Howie, let's face it, they get a rush from telling us what to do. But
exactly.
I have a question, and I know you know the answer. Can you still buy menthol candy cigarettes? Didn't those go out early?
You know what? That is a good point. Can you buy candy cigarettes at all? I don't even know if you can do that, Lee, in Massachusetts or anywhere else for that matter.
I think they were banned, and I thought you know the answer. I talked to you about it once, but I can't remember. I said, I don't think you can get candy cigarettes anymore.
I don't think you can either. Wow. Lee, I'm so old. I used to walk out of Boston City Hall for lunch in the early 1980s, late 1970s, and there would be dozens of people giving out free sample cigarettes right out on the street in Downtown Crossing, City Hall Plaza. I'd just grab them. You know, I'd just grab them, and I didn't smoke at the time, but I'd just, you know, bring them back and give them to Dapper. or to Joe Tierney, or to you know, some of the reporters that smoked in the press room. Now you could get arrested for doing that. I'm Howie Carr.